Good morning. This is Mose this morning to bring you the daily inspirations for the 14th day of the month. And my phone number, in case you want to call me, and we appreciate phone calls, is 717-656-9576. I'd like to continue by faith this morning. Continue to read in Hebrews 11, and I think I'll start at verse 16 this morning. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a country. He has prepared for them a city. You know, how is it with us? But it says here, but now they desire a better country. And it's talking about people who have faith. They desire a better country. How many of us live pretty comfortably here in this country? How many of us really, truly desire a better country? Or are we just pretty well satisfied where we are? Pretty well enjoying this life, living it up, and whatever it may be. Or are we desiring a better country? You know, it says here, but now they desire a better country, that is in heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. You know, if we truly look forward to a better country, what a blessing it is. What a beautiful thing it is to put our faith and trust in God and realize that the good that we have here is far removed from that which is promised to us if we remain faithful to the end. A better country, a beautiful country, a city of gold, where the streets are paved with gold. We have no idea what it's going to look like in heaven. We have the Apostle John there in Revelation. He gives us a little bit of a glimpse of how beautiful it will be in heaven. You know, it will be bright. It will be, as Jasper, he says, and it will be sea of crystal, streets of gold, and so many things that he... The picture that he draws for us there in the book of Revelation of how it will be in heaven. But you know what? It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be beyond anything that man could describe. It is. It's going to be better than anything that man would describe. And so, if we think we have it hard here, if we have a lot of hardships, if we have a lot of sorrow here, we can look forward to that heavenly city, that beautiful city. We desire a better country. We who have faith desire a better country that is in heavenly. And God is waiting for the time when he can call us home. But why does God not call us home now? Why does God leave us here in this country? Why does God leave us here on this earth for so long after we've been born again? God wants us to be a testimony. God wants us to be a light, salt into the earth. What would it be like on this earth if God would take us to heaven as soon as we're born again? The earth would get very, very wicked. You know, God desires for us to be a salt and a light unto the world around us. And so let us put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and be faithful to him, not only so that we can have a life with him in heaven, but so that we can be a light to others around us, so that we can be so that others can see that we have something that they don't have and they will desire it. So how can we do that? Can we do that by following, going about following sports and all kinds of things of this world and having the greatest and the latest and all the going to theaters and going to this and that just for our own enjoyment? What brings more joy to our hearts? Maybe that would be a way that we could check the temperature of our hearts if we would just look. What brings enjoyment to our heart? Is it the things of the world? Is it following after sports? Is it following going to theaters? Is it watching movies? Well, what really brings enjoyment to our hearts? Or is the enjoyment that we have, is it something of a spiritual nature? Is it, do we enjoy witnessing to people? Do we enjoy sharing our testimony of what Jesus has done for me? Do I enjoy that? Is that the beauty? Is that life? Is that what we call life? When we share our testimony and when we go passing out tracts on the streets or wherever it may be, is that life? Is it when a person asks us of the hope that is in us and we are glad to share with them why we have this hope, this eternal hope, this hope in Christ, this hope of a better country? Is that our glory? Is that when we are in our glory? Or is it the things of this world that we like so much? Oh, brothers and sisters, my plea with you is that we seek after heavenly things. The Bible says there in Matthew, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I don't know what all these things are, but I know that I want to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That's what I want to do. And you know, there's something about sometimes when we talk to people about something that is a little bit questionable in their life, and we feel God prompting us to talk to them, and we get the response, well, what's wrong with it? Well, my answer to that would be, what's right about it? What's right about it? Does it bring holiness? Does it make us more righteous? Is it more godly? Or is it just something that we like? Is it just something that tickles our funny bone? Or is it something that we just enjoy? You know, the flesh enjoys. You know, we need to make a choice. We need to make a choice between good and evil. And maybe some of these things are not evil in themselves. But what is right about it? How does it draw other people to Christ? Well, that's what we need to look at, because truly that is why we're on this earth, to bring glory to our Heavenly Father and to show people the way. There in Matthew 28, it says, go ye out into all the world and preach the gospel. That was one of the last words that Jesus said to his disciples. He had a concern that they go out and preach the word to the world. That they, you know, and that word was given to the disciples there at just before Jesus ascended into heaven. But you know, that was not only for them. That is written, that is recorded for us today. And that is the desire of Jesus, that we are faithfully preaching the gospel to the lost world around us. And when it says, go you out into all the world and preach the gospel, it means that it starts right at home. Okay, it starts with our children, preaching the gospel to our children, sharing the good news with them, sharing Bible stories and all kinds of things like that, and teaching them, bringing them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And it means that maybe when we meet our neighbor across the backyard fence, that we share the good news with them. We preach the gospel wherever we go. Maybe it means that we go out into the cities and pass out tracts. Maybe it means that we stand on a street corner to preach. Oh, it can mean a lot of things. But you know, truly, God is concerned that we preach the gospel. The way it says there in Matthew 28, go you out to all the world and preach the gospel. So I go to a certain people here in this country. Maybe you are called to another country. And maybe you're called to another city. You know, God has a way of calling us to the work that he has for us. And so, are we faithful? Are we faithfully walking with God where we are? Truly living for the Lord Jesus and not living for ourselves, but living for the Lord Jesus. And if we are living for the Lord Jesus, and God looks, needs someone to go to Africa, or he needs someone to go to South America, he knows that he can count on you because you've been faithful. You've been faithful as these faithful men and women were here in Hebrews 11. That's what he wants. He wants faithful people. He wants people that he can trust. He wants people that he can tell them, I want you to go to the uttermost parts of the world. I want you to go over there in Tanzania. I want you to go down there to the South America or wherever. And you're ready to go. You're prepared. You have Bible memorized. You have many verses memorized, tucked away in your heart. And you're prepared. And that's what God wants. And God will use you. If you are faithful, God will use you wherever you are, and you will be a light, and you will be a testimony. Don't be afraid to open your mouth and share the good news with other people. That's what God requires of us. That's what he wants. And it says, where he has prepared for them a city. The faithful people. When it is time for God to call us home, when it is when we come to the end of our life and we remain faithful, he has prepared for us a city. And we will be called home. We will be called into that city to live with the Lord Jesus forever. Oh, how beautiful that will be when we see him face to face. Hallelujah. When we see Jesus face to face, oh, how beautiful that will be. How wonderful that will be. You know, I've heard of people, I guess I won't say any names, but anyway, I've heard of people who say, well, they believe that when they see Jesus, they will be afraid. No, I don't think I'll be afraid when I see Jesus, because I will recognize him for who he is, and I will embrace him, and I will, because he's my friend today. And so how, if I recognize him when I see Jesus, why would I be afraid of him? I believe that I will run to him, and I will embrace him, and I will, he will say encouraging words to me. Praise God. I'm looking forward to that day when I can see Jesus face to face. How about you? Are you looking forward to eternity? Are you looking forward to the time when you see Jesus? Or is there a bit of fear in your heart? You know, if you have sin in your life, you have reason to fear. If you have unconfessed sin in your life, you have reason to fear. But if you're clear before God, You have nothing hidden. You don't have any hidden sin in your life. And you can feel clear, and you can look forward with joy at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you can run to meet him in the air. Yes, I don't believe there will be fear if your heart is clear. If your heart is not clear, if you have hidden sin, oh, I'd urge you, if you have hidden sin in your life, find someone who you can trust and confess your sins and bring them to the open. The Bible says some men have sent their sins before them, and they've confessed them, and others, the sin follows them. Oh, would we be the ones who have confessed our sins before, and we've repented, and we've given God the glory. God has received us. So this morning, I would like to close again with a word of prayer. God bless you all, and trust that you can be, you can seek the Lord with all your heart. Our Heavenly Father, blessed be the name of Jesus. Oh, what a beautiful time that will be when we get to see Jesus face to face. I thank you, dear God, that you've given us that promise. Oh, for more of Jesus. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray for the listeners this morning, dear God. I pray that you would touch their hearts. I pray, dear God, if there's any listening with sin hidden in their hearts, dear God, that they would find someone that they could trust, and they could confess their faults one to another, that they may be healed, as it says there in James. Oh, Lord, I pray, may you have your way with this little message this morning, dear God. And I commit it to you in the name of Jesus, our beloved Savior. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, God bless you, and have a great day.